Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. This interview is taking place on a beautifully sunny evening here in Belfast. And you never know who you run into in Ireland, and particularly in Belfast. Like somebody like the Lord Mayor of Belfast says, I want you to meet somebody here. And he's Deputy Director at the Department of Homeland Security. And I said, where, here? He said, no. So let me introduce Timothy Curry from Washington, D.C. And he's on the board of directors of the Belfast Beltway Boxing Project. And Timothy, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a great opportunity for us to speak to you. We are here. We've been here for 5 days now. I'm with the Belfast Beltway Boxing Project, which is a project that takes inner-city youth from Washington, D.C., and inner-city youth from Northern Ireland and from Belfast, and actually even from the Republic of Ireland. And we put them together for a series of boxing exchanges. We've been fortunate enough to host people from Northern Ireland in Washington, D.C. on 5 different occasions. And last night was our 2nd event that we've held in Belfast. So we've spent some time here from Wednesday. We're going home on Monday. We've had 10 boxers. We've had 3 coaches, a judge, and actually one of the grandmothers of one of the boxers paid her own way to come see her grandson box in the historic Europa Hotel. We had a packed house last night at the Europa. Great exchange of...
Is that what all the noise was?
I think that was partly the noise, but certainly the cheers of the kids, their ages 12 to 22, their family members, their coaches, in general, our supporters have been very gracious, and last night was a wonderful evening that continues to show our commitment to bring youth from D.C. to Belfast and bring people from Belfast to D.C.
Now, why and what was the mission and the founding of this Belfast Beltway Boxing Project?
Well, 6 years ago, the Northern Ireland Bureau, the person who was the director at the time was Tim Losty, who I became friendly with through some of the professional workings that we had done, but also just in a personal capacity. And he came up with an idea to bring over a boxing team from Belfast to box kids in D.C. And he was grateful enough to offer myself and some of my friends some tickets. Going to that great night, one of my friends who actually grew up in Ardoyne in Belfast said, my father and some of his friends have a boxing club that they've started. It's called Ardoyne Holy Cross Boxing. They started the boxing club because, having grown up in Ardoyne, they realized that there were some specific challenges that Ardoyne was now facing, particularly with suicide rates in the youth. Belfast in Northern Ireland has one of the highest suicide rates in Western Europe.
That is, and that is horrific, unfortunately. It's true.
It is, and that's not something that people understand now. I think a lot of people feel that the peace process has come and that the work has been done and everything's fine. And what we've realized is there are youth who still feel marginalized and sometimes take drastic actions, which include suicide. And so this boxing club was started to support some of those kids. So we decided to create our own entity to work with that club and then other clubs. We've worked with Carn Lodge, which is just off the Shankill Road. We've worked with Scorpions, which is up in Ballymoney. We just spoke with people last night from Belfast City Boxing Club, which is over in East Belfast. So we're trying to build a base and a network of people in Northern Ireland. We actually just announced that we are incorporating ourselves over here. There'll be a separate Northern Ireland Belfast-based charity that will be a sister charity of ours. We will continue to support each other, but we're trying to create an actual charity here so that people can give back to kids who want to have some direction and guidance in boxing.
Now, how is the project, how is it funded?
basically the funding comes from the event that we host in Washington, D.C. So our last event was in April. It was at the Wardman Park Marriott. We had over 250 people. We sold tickets for $150. It is an expensive event for some people, but I think when you realize how much this means to these kids and the impact and the smiles on their faces, it's an easy event to go to. So by raising money there and other small efforts that we have around D.C., as well as through our gracious sponsors, we have a variety of different sponsors that have been very good to us that we're continuing to build.
Now, the money you have outlined for us there would not go very far. We have to assume that you have quite a number of those who would not consider themselves by any means philanthropists, but who, in fact, can really attach themselves to the support of something this significant. How do you find and where what are the qualifying points for those whom you bring to Belfast and on the exchange program? Are they mostly the marginalized? Are they athletes? Are they boxers? At what level and what age group are we talking about?
So we have a different mix of kids. So, for example, the fight of the night winner last night, it was his second fight, and he won fight of the night. The kid lost the fight, was really sad. It's only his second fight. He's just getting into boxing and then finds out he won fight of the night, comes running up to me, biggest smile he's ever had,
right.
Calls his mom, is overjoyed. We have another boxer who came with us last year who unfortunately was not able to make it this year because he's currently ranked number one in the world. His name is Malik Jackson. He's from Washington, D.C. The U.S. Olympic team would not let him come on this trip because he has to go fight in Chile at a world boxing event in 3 weeks. So we span the gamut. The one thing that is consistent and unequivocally something that we will not change is the character of the individuals that we try to bring over. They have to be committed. They have to be responsible. They have to be respectful. And we also make sure that they have some support network. So their mother, their father, their grandfather, their grandmother, some network behind them that will help them build this character, build their character, and build themselves as individuals.
I think also that when you speak of the sport of boxing and tie that into a peace process in Northern Ireland and indeed into the Beltway into Washington, D.C., you had mentioned last night about the need for discipline and how discipline, particularly in sports, and we are talking about boxing, that discipline is probably the most difficult portion, but also that in sportsmanship, discipline is pretty much everything. So that, you know, for a project such as yours, the link with the peace process in Northern Ireland is definitely, it's very laudable.
Right, and I think that's one of the things that boxing as a sport, there's many elements in the sport of boxing that do not resonate in other sports. So, for example, making weight, the discipline to know that you have to eat the right things, come in at a certain weight, train hard enough, is not something we have in a lot of other sports. Mm-hmm. The element that it is just you versus the other person in that ring. It's not a team sport. It's a very individualistic sport. But the only way you can be a successful individual is if you have the support of a strong team. Because the best boxer needs someone to spar with, needs someone to go running with, needs someone to push them. And that's what our coaches provide. And that's what the bond between these individuals is created. We actually have several boxers who have boxed each other in consecutive years and have seen each other grow and have shared Facebook stories with each other, have emailed each other. So we're building a bond not only between the community and the individual in Washington, D.C. and Belfast, but also trying to share that across the ocean. And those experiences, I think, because they're both boxers, because they're both training, that translates in a way that other sport exchanges might not be as personal.
Now, you also, above and beyond, as part of this project, you also help out clubs with donations towards equipment and many areas that, again, would not even be, you know, in the cards for many of these clubs. How does that happen? How do you identify those clubs, the areas where your support is very much needed?
Right, we do. So we supply equipment, mouth guards, wraps, shoes, gloves. We don't give out checks to anybody. We give it out in a commodity. So that commodity could be gloves, could be wraps. We've also had instances where coaches have come to us or people that we've known in the community and said, you know, these two kids don't have anything to do for the summer. Their mother is working. Their grandparents have to work. Is there a way that you could help sponsor them to do a camp? And so we've also sponsored young inner city kids in Washington, D.C. to go to camps. Or if someone is going to a boxing tournament but needs shoes, we can do that as well.
Right.
So we rely on the network that we're building in Washington, D.C. to identify people. But then we also have other elements. Our board is made up of a diverse group of people. One of our individuals, Sean Brebbia, is a public defender. So there are times that through the public defender's office or youth services, he'll be made aware of an individual that a social worker or someone is working with who might want to go to a gym.
Yeah.
And we can help make that introduction. We can provide them the shoes so that they can go there the first time, feel like they're part of it, not feel ostracized. So there's a lot of ways that we try to reach out to the community. But again, as you noted, we have a small budget. It's growing. It's getting better each year.
Mm-hmm. And you have some great supporters, too. You even have a New York connection, somebody we indeed know in our community is a great supporter. Joe Smith, Bobby Van Restaurants, and many others. You also have corporate sponsors, some of whom are on board in Belfast, however slowly.
Right, so we had all of the trophies that were given to the boys last night were donated by Belfast Crystal, which was wonderful.
Yeah.
Usually the boys get belts. That's something that they normally are used to. But to see the crystal and the craftsmanship and just the amount of effort that was put into it was wonderful. O'Neill's, which is a big sports sponsor over in Ireland, they donated all of the kits for the kids. So that's been a great support as well. We've been fortunate to have certain charities in Washington, D.C. and certain companies continually support us. We also have the support of Jill Crowley, New York's own member of Congress, who he and his wife...
Who incidentally, not a boxer. Never was, but go ahead.
But he loves to sing, and we've even let him sing at the event. So,
now, that's worth a few bucks right there.
It is. And so so Congressman Crowley and his wife have come to the event. Richie Neal, I'm from Massachusetts.
Sure.
Richie Neal is an avid supporter as well.
Yeah.
So we are trying to branch out. We do have support. We are a 501c3. We have full legal status. We have a website. So there are.
And your website?
It's Belfast Beltway Boxing Project.
.org,
I believe. I don't have it.
It's Belfast Broadway Boxing Project. .org.
Yes,
right?
It is. Belfast Beltway.
Finally, want to ask you about Timothy Curry, the Irishman. Tell us about your own background.
I
know you took us to Boston, but before Boston.
So I'm a third generation Irish American from Boston. My family still lives up in Boston. My great grandfather was a firefighter in Brookline. My grandfather fought in World
War II. Brookline.
Brookline, Massachusetts. Okay. Yes, Brookline, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And my grandfather was in World War II. I went to Boston College. I was actually the third generation at Boston College. And at Boston College, I was a theology and art history major. And then upon graduating, came to Queen's University here in Belfast and got my master's in comparative ethnic conflict. So for quite some time, I've been studying the role of religion in conflict and also just conflict in general. And while it brought me here initially, seeing how these kids respond and being part of their lives and getting to know them is something that keeps me coming back time and time again. And it's really something that's important. While a lot has been done with the peace process, all we have to do is look back to last Friday night here in Belfast, only a couple streets away. You had 57 police officers injured in riots. And that's something that we thought was behind us, and it's clearly not. And then in D.C., you know, as the economy gets better and the housing market in D.C. picks up and D.C. has great federal jobs and it doesn't seem to get hit the same way, we still have, you know, people who are struggling in our cities. And I think even though they're so close to these seats of power, sometimes they feel forgotten. And it's important for us to ensure that we do not forget them and that we try to bring in as many people from our community, particularly the young men and women that we work with, to build them up to be stronger people. One of the individuals that we have here is 22 years old, which might seem old. He graduated high school. He's a reservist in the Marines. He works for D.C. Metro. And we use him as an example for some of the younger boxers to show them that there is an alternative, that Adam is 22, he's being very successful, and this is what we hope for others. So I've been fortunate growing up with a strong history of Ireland and a strong sense of purpose. And what we're trying to do is instill that in some of the people in D.C. and then also give a little back to the people of Ireland, because a lot of the people on our board have a heritage that's an Irish-American heritage. But even more importantly, we have a care and concern about the youth, whether they're in Belfast or whether they're inside the Beltway. We want to try to help their lives be as successful and as prosperous as possible.
Timothy Curry, and the again, friends, the website is Belfast Beltway Boxing Project.org. Thank you for spending the time with us.
Thank you very much for taking the opportunity to hear about us a little bit, and hopefully we can get you down to D.C. or even make sure the next trip when we're both over here that it's timed in a way where you can present one of the belts to one of our kids.
Thanks a million. Appreciate that. Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.